Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner.
This morning, I'd like to welcome our guest, John McLaughlin, to ITAD Talk. And I'm Jeff Bittner, your host, CEO of Exit Technologies. And John has had a 35-year career IT technical professional with strong technical communications and marketing skills, enterprise architect, consultant, editor, publisher of IT content. And as an enterprise architect and consultant, John has had 20 plus years as an editor, publisher of IT content. 50,000 people enjoy John's weekly IT news and events newsletter. And he also spent 15 years at Sun Microsystems, and John helped lead the charge to replace proprietary mini computers with open systems. So John, I'd like to welcome you to ITAD Talk this morning.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, so can you maybe give us a little bit of your background?
Yeah, sure. So in my early days, I was a software developer and systems administrator, and then I moved over to the vendor world with Sun Microsystems. And I developed a passion for communicating about technology, about products and the capabilities and how to use them. And in that capacity at Sun Microsystems, I actually developed a program for technology resellers, working with a number of resellers and also working directly with customers. I realized just how much content there was and questioned my reseller partners, well, how are you keeping your customers up to date? And that was something they struggled with. And I asked, well, why don't you make a newsletter? And they said, well, it's a great idea, but we don't have the time, we don't have the resources, we don't have the skills, it's too much hassle. So I created and said, well, what if somebody produced it as a service? Would you be interested? And I found enough resellers who were interested in the idea of having a newsletter as a service that I actually went out and found a friend to actually work with me and put together a program. So we actually developed a program for technology resellers, which was a custom newsletter, which would look like it was produced by each of the resellers without them actually having to do any of the work. That evolved over the years, and then later on, Sun Microsystems was acquired by Oracle, back in 2009. So having a newsletter was very focused on Sun Microsystems and its products became, not such a useful thing. So we switched focus from a specific vendor into a more general IT newsletter. Now, bear in mind, Sun Microsystems at that time had products ranging from products for individual developers through large enterprises. So my focus has always been in the enterprise space, large systems and clouds and internet-related things. So I had a very broad set of interests. So I took that set of interests and realized, there's actually a lot of great content out there on the internet now. There's lots of publishers. And in fact, that's become a bigger challenge for people. It's not finding content, it's finding too much content. And then among the content and the find, there's a lot of content that's very, very self-serving, clickbait, if you like. So my goal then was to find and curate interesting news across a broad set of categories from storage and servers and cloud and security and specific market segments like CRM and enterprise resource planning and evolving technologies like big data and AI. And the technology we developed for producing the newsletter has some interesting capabilities. One is that we publish the news into named sections. And while that just helps organize the content, but each subscriber to our newsletter service can choose which sections are included in their newsletter. The newsletter gets built dynamically for each subscriber.
Wow.
So you could have two people sitting next to each other getting fairly different newsletters. Over the years, we kind of evolved the platform and the content. And one of the challenges we then had was, how to monetize it. So producing it for newsletters for specific resellers, that's one aspect of our business model. We also added name sections for specific vendors. So we can have a vendor news section, which we create automatically from that vendor's press releases and blog posts. So we're not looking to the vendors to do the actual work of producing content, because that's one of the lessons we learned with dealing with partners. They often had great intentions of submitting an article every week, and rarely were able to actually follow through that. So when I launched the ability to have named vendor sections, I also did not want to have the vendors in the critical path. So if you've already gone through the process as a vendor of approving a press release, well, it's public already. You've already, you know, blessed that content, so it's good to go.
So a question, like, maybe you could tell us a little bit, like, I'm, you know, definitely finish your thought, but I was wondering what type of things that people are interested in currently as far as in the tech sector.
Sure, you know, and it obviously has evolved. So, I mean, I've seen waves of interest in specific topics. You know, a couple of years ago, for example, bring your own device, BYOD, was a big challenge. And there's a lot of discussion around it. And it kind of peaked, and it's kind of, you know, it's pretty much mainstream and really not really talked about very much. And obviously, that's played well into the work from home. And one of the reasons the work from home has worked out so well is that, you know, people kind of, largely IT organizations, largely solved how to deal with managing BYOD. AI has also become a very popular topic. I mean, it went from something that was fairly exotic a few years ago to something that's kind of over the hump and becoming fairly mainstream. Then there are topics that are perennial. Security is always a popular topic. So when I look to see what's popular, in fact, on the website for the newsletter, every hour we update a list of the most popular articles based upon what people are clicking on. And the security articles are always top of mind.
Okay.
Other topics that have become, you know, and some of it is tied into the people I'm interacting with. So recently I've been interacting with some people who are more in the education space. So I kind of looked a little bit more into ed tech, and, you know, so now we have an ed tech section, which is also fairly popular. That's a good example of why I put the news into sections, because that's a very clearly defined topic, and either you're interested in ed tech or you're not. And if you're not, turn it off, and you don't have to unsubscribe to the whole newsletter.
Very good. Well, that's really interesting how that people can click on how they want the information organized and kind of receive it on a personalized basis. So, and then I noticed too that you have an association there locally with a group, right? In your local area?
Yes. So, yep. Here in South Florida, I've been very involved with a variety of you know, tech organizations, nonprofit groups. I helped run the Linux user group for many years. I also helped organize a conference, which we called IT Palooza, which we started on a great date, which was 12/12/12, so December in 2012. And working with a local university in Nova Southeastern, they had the space available. We had a lot of tech organizations which were collaborating, including my Linux user group, and we all kind of came together and put on our whole IT Palooza event. Eventually, that allowed me to join a group called the South Florida Technology Alliance, SFTA, a long-time technology group here in South Florida. That, over time, has morphed and has become part of a larger group, a regional group, which is now called Tech Hub South Florida. So it's a fairly large group, and it's primarily devoted to improving awareness of technology that's already in place in South Florida, as well as, you know, promoting the ecosystem, promoting the various activities and groups and educational organizations. And we have a fairly extensive calendar for 2022, including a rebranding of IT Palooza in December of 22. And we'll probably call it Tech Palooza, to go along with the Tech Hub name.
So are you seeing
we're constantly...
Go ahead.
Are you seeing? We're constantly putting on events, but yes.
Are you seeing any of the trends here on a localized basis? I mean, now that we're coming out of lockdown and everybody's kind of going back to work and everything.
Yeah, we're now just starting to see people come back out to in-person events. In fact, we're holding one of our in-person events tonight, which is a holiday toy drive in Coconut Creek at the World of Beers. So we've put together, you know, a whole schedule for 2022 with the assumption that people are now actually feeling comfortable enough to start coming out again.
Hey, so one of the things I want to ask you about is you were about to tell us that with your newsletter, you're figuring out how to monetize it. So how did that story end up going?
So the monetization is through I guess a couple of different forms. One is through individual subscriptions. So I'm using a platform called Substack. So an individual can sign up and get the weekly news, but delivered in two daily chunks. Because again, I'm now producing a fairly decent amount of content. I probably produce somewhere around 100, 120 articles each week. So being able to have it, you know, broken up into smaller pieces is, you know, it's an alternate strategy to the customized version where you turn off the sections and filter out the stuff you're not interested in. This is another strategy where you get all the content, but you get it in daily chunks with clear titles, so you can decide you want to read this article this morning on security or not, and this afternoon the section on CXO topics or not. Then we continue to have a program for individual technology resellers. We call that our team edition. The team edition allows a reseller to have the newsletter incorporated into their website. We provide a tool where the reseller can add individual sales reps, and the individual sales reps for that reseller can add their individual contacts. And the system will deliver the custom newsletter from that sales rep's address to that sales rep's customers. And the sales rep doesn't have to do anything, but it keeps the sales rep's name, their picture, the contact information, you know, top of mind. So, and because it, you know, counterintuitively is not a sales device, i.e. there's no call to action saying, you know, buy my stuff. It's here's industry information we think you'll find valuable on a week in, a week out basis. And over time, the sales reps tell me that that helps establish them as a, you know, as a trusted advisor. It also gives them actionable intelligence. So if you've added, you know, John Smith at company.com with his permission, and there John is reading the newsletter, and 6 months later, his email address starts bouncing. It's like John Smith is no longer at company.com. Well, that's actionable intelligence for a sales rep. That's a customer who may have moved to another company, and that might be a lead to get into another account, or certainly is now a gap in an existing account, which you may need to promptly go in and discover who's taking that person's place, because that might be a decision maker that then gets replaced with somebody who has a relationship with one of your competitors. So the sooner you get in and find out who your missing contact has been replaced with, then, you know, the better. The team edition also allows the reseller to incorporate or submit content that gets incorporated at the top of the newsletter. So if that reseller is, for example, putting on a local event, you know, one of the things that's a real pain for an individual rep is, you know, the marketing person calls up, hey, we're having an event next Thursday, get your people to come to the event. Well, if the newsletter is flowing automatically from that rep to that rep's content, all that field marketing person needs to do is put the event announcement in the newsletter, and each of the rep's contacts will automatically be invited to their local marketing event without, you know, bothering the reps from the normal day-to-day sales tasks.
Thanks again for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe anywhere you listen. And part two in this series. And part three in this series. And part four in this series. And part five in this series. And the final episode in this series. Don't forget to subscribe and like the show on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen. Thanks again for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe anywhere you listen.